So how do you get rid of all these objections? Not now. I'm waiting for my exit. I'm in a transition period. I just got a new partner on board. I'll do it when I'm retired. To this I say, you will never be done until you're dead, and then it's sort of going to be too late. Thought leader, speaker, and author Brian Tracy has written 87 books. What if he waited until he was ready? Most of us wouldn't have sold as much as we have.
If you'd like to join world-renowned entrepreneurs at the next Genius Network event or want to learn more about Genius Network, go to geniusnetwork.com.
Shakespeare, who died in 1616, is credited with writing 46 books that have sold over 2 billion copies. 400 years later, his books are still selling. J.K. Rowling, author of the Harry Potter books, has sold over 500 million books in the last 23 years. Yes, books are a lasting legacy, and yours can be too. That is, if you write one. Alinka is a USA Today and Wall Street Journal bestselling author and the founder of CEO of Leaders Press, where she helps entrepreneurs turn their book ideas into bestsellers.
How to turn what you already know into a book and leverage it to $250,000 or more. Well, to those of you who have written a book, I say it's wonderful. You know the power. My goal for you is to write another one. To those of you who haven't, my question is why not, when it's low-hanging fruit that can bring you $250,000 or more in business? My goal for being here today is for you to block off a 60-minute slot on your calendar next week to outline your book that will bring you $250,000 in business. That's what I did with my book, Outsource Your Book. It started as an article in Entrepreneur Magazine. This article took me an hour to write, and it became the table of contents for my lead generator for my business. It brought me more than $250,000 in extra revenue outside the outreach we do on a regular basis. And guess who found this book on Amazon? The co-founder of DHL International. Now, DHL is an international shipping organization similar to FedEx or UPS and has 380,000 employees and billions of dollars in sales. There's no other way to get through to Mr. Chung, the co-founder, because he has so many gatekeepers. Thanks to Outsource Your Book, he found us. We interviewed him, ghostwrote his book, launched it to Amazon bestseller, and thanks to our unique distribution system, you can see it at the airport store. It's on the same bookshelf as Greta Thunberg's book. She's the environmental activist and World Economic Forum speaker who authored No One Is Too Small. And it's on the same shelf as Flights by Nobel Prize winner Olga Tokarczuk. There is no other way we would have found him through our other lead gen activities. He had to find us through Outsource Your Book on Amazon. A number of our Genius Network members have discovered the power of their books as well. I talked to a few of them and asked how much they've generated from their books. Jim Du told me that his book led to about $200,000 on the back end and through speaking opportunities and new clients. Cameron Harold has 5 books under his belt. Why? Because he knows the power of his books. He told me he's already generated 6 figures in royalties and doubled his speaking rate since he became a published author. He's expecting to hit the $250,000 mark in book revenue later this year. Ben Hardy told me that his 4-month-old book, Personality Isn't Permanent, made him $500,000 through his book advance and back end already. BJ Fogg shared with me that his 9-month-old book, Tiny Habits, which many of us are familiar with thanks to his wonderful sessions, has already generated 7 figures. So why haven't you written your book or your next book yet? In working with so many successful entrepreneurs, these are the 10 main objections I hear them express before taking the leap. Not now. I'm too busy. I don't have that much to say. Who needs another book? I don't have the funds. It's too much work. It takes too long. Finding a publisher is difficult. Nobody ever told me I should publish a book. I can't write. So how do you get rid of all these objections? Not now. I'm waiting for my exit. I'm in a transition period. I just got a new partner on board. I'll do it when I'm retired. To this I say, you will never be done until you're dead, and then it's sort of going to be too late. Thought leader, speaker, and author Brian Tracy has written 87 books. What if he waited until he was ready? Most of us wouldn't have sold as much as we have. I'm too busy. To this I say, you're too busy to create a tool that could bring you an extra $250,000. This is where I'd recommend looking at your to-do list and delegating anything that's not in your genius zone to somebody else on your team. This way we solve the too busy problem. I don't have that much to say. Yes, you do. There are some people that don't have much to say, but that's not you. You have a system that works that got you here. And this system is the content of your book. Who needs another book? Answer this. Do you think your wisdom could help another person achieve the same success you have? Or maybe be even more successful? Maybe that person is your child. So who needs your book? The future successful entrepreneur who will mention you as their inspiration when they write their book. I don't have the funds. Well, we all know that money is a resource and it can be replenished. Unlike time, with the right mix of time and money that works for you, you will get your book done. It's too much work. Is 15 hours too much work? Because you can get your book out and spend on it only 15 hours if you hire the right who's who will interview you and do the rest for you. It takes too long. How many parents do we have in the room? Well, have you ever considered not having children because it takes too long to make them? You know, the 9 months of gestation. Anything equal to or shorter than 9 months is not too long. Finding a publisher is difficult. This used to be true. Finding a traditional publisher is and was and still is pretty daunting. But the great news is that you don't need anybody's permission to publish your book. You can go to KDP.com and anybody can publish a book on Amazon. That doesn't mean it's the best solution for you, but knowing that it is an option and you can do this completely independently is a great alternative to have. You don't need a publisher. Nobody ever told me I should publish a book. Did you know that Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen got 144 rejection letters before finding a publisher for Chicken Soup for the Soul, which then became a New York Times and USA Today bestseller? Not only were they not encouraged, they were actively discouraged 144 times. This book has sold more than 8 million copies worldwide, and according to USA Today, is one of the top 5 books in the past quarter century that leave a legacy. I can't write. Well, neither can Stephen Covey, Jack Welch, Lee Iacocca, Donald Trump, John Maxwell, Richard Branson, or Sam Walton, who have acknowledged that they used ghostwriters to write their best-selling books. Can't write didn't stop them from writing books that have influenced us all. I'll share with you that when the co-founder of DHL International, Mr. Chung, first started working with us, his objection was that he was not a native English speaker. He was already burned out by having worked with 4 other publishers and not impressed by the result. Why? Ordinary businesses that help you write a book usually are done once you have a print-ready file. If you will publish your book on Amazon, which again, you can do on your own via KDP. We do it another way, which is we get our authors' books into bookstores. And now also onto USA Today bestseller lists. We immediately put Mr. Chung at ease when we interviewed him and showed him what his first chapter looked like ghostwritten. Then we put him at ease again when we got his book where he wanted them. Now he's so happy that he's doing a USA Today anthology with us and a memoir meant for his family. And you know what the best book is? Yours.
Don't miss another episode of I Love Marketing. Subscribe today at ilovemarketing.com/subscribe. If you'd like access to the show notes or resources to help you take action on what was discussed, please visit ilovemarketing.com/425.